I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Hello, evolutionary activists. Welcome back to this week's episode. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that from time to time, I share dreams that I've had that seem pertinent to our exploration of how we can be in these times as evolutionary activists, as people who are helping humanity make this transition from one worldview, which is the egoic worldview, as I often call it, which is based in the notion of separateness, to a worldview where we understand and live out of our awareness of our intrinsic oneness with one another, with the earth, with the source of life. And so in keeping with that, I would like to share a dream that I had a couple months ago. And in this dream, I'm in a room, a large, it's sort of like a banquet room, very large room with ornate plaster work, sort of like you would see in the Victorian era. And there is a man up on a ladder who is installing a light fixture on the ceiling. And this light fixture has four different the chandelier. It's not really a chandelier, it's actually attached to the ceiling, but it has four light fixtures that are all one unit. And they're connected one to another in series. And so some of us are in this room and we're watching him install this light. And it seems like it's about the era when light was first coming into use. Electricity was just beginning to be used as a light source. And then the dream, there's a scene change in the dream, and I'm on shore, and a tremendous storm has come up. I'm right on the shore facing the ocean, and a tremendous storm, gale, has come up, and there are wind and waves. And I realized that the room that I had been in previously was actually on a ship. And I'm looking out across the water and I see the ship and it is tossing and turning in the waves. And I see the man who had been installing the light looking out of a window and he's contemplating jumping from this ship because he's afraid for his life and he's afraid that the ship won't be able to endure this storm. And I'm yelling at him over the sound of the wind and the waves. I'm trying to yell to him, don't jump, don't jump. Because from my vantage point, I can see that if he jumps into the water, he will in fact drown. There's no question that if he jumps into the water, it will be his death. And that as frightening as the storm is, he needs to stay on the ship. That if he stays on the ship, he has a chance of weathering this storm. Well, as I worked with that dream, I realized that I really do see humanity right now in a time of certainly a turbulent time, a stormy time, and that we are making a transition across this body of water from a way of being and a worldview that we once held, and that, of course, is the worldview of separateness, upon which we have built the world that we now live in. And we are coming to realize that worldview, that consciousness cannot get us to where we need to go because it has led to so much suffering and has brought the environment to the brink of collapse. And so we are making this journey across this very turbulent water from one worldview to another, and we aren't there yet. We're not yet to that new place of understanding. So we find ourselves in this in-between time. And it is a time that is fraught with fear and conflict and all of the unresolved content of our collective unconscious is coming to the fore. And we find ourselves in a storm, in a collective storm. The storm of these unconscious energies that are coming up. And for us to get to that new way of understanding, we have to heal what has been carried in that collective unconscious. And symbolically, water often symbolizes the unconscious. And we are living at a time when all of this material in the unconscious is coming to the surface. We're seeing it. We're seeing the rise of and the surfacing of intense racism and xenophobia, and we're becoming so aware of the legacy of misogyny and all of this collective content that has not been healed in our unconscious is now coming to the surface in this very stormy moment. And it's coming to the surface because we have to resolve it. We have to heal it in order to enter into the new understanding of our oneness with all of life and with the source of our being. And when we find ourselves in these turbulent waters, the temptation is to participate in that storm, to just sort of throw ourselves overboard out of fear and then participate in this churning stormy sea of the unconscious. We get triggered. The unconscious material in us gets triggered when we see it surfacing around us. Now, that ship that the man is on, and that ship that is caught in the midst of that storm, it is a ship that has only recently been illuminated. It has only recently been wired for electricity, for light. And we as a species find ourselves in this moment when our system of conscious illumination is fairly new. We haven't really been at it very long, which puts us in this vulnerable spot of believing that maybe we need to just give ourselves over to the storm and that staying in this state of illumination is not going to help us get across this treacherous stretch of our evolution. But from the vantage point of the shore where I'm standing in the dream, and I'm in that state of the witnessing mind, which I think is one of the things that as evolutionary activists, we really need to be cultivating, the power of the witnessing mind. Because in the dream, I am on the shore and I'm not caught up in the storm, but I can see it happening and I can see the fear that is taking hold of this man who's on the ship. And from the vantage point of the witnessing mind, I can caution him and I can encourage him to stay on the ship. We as a human species have been building this ship for a long time, the ship of our civilization, the ship that we have now wired with the illumination of consciousness. And that's where we need to stay, not to give ourselves over to these unconscious forces that we see churning all around us. And so I offer that dream as a metaphor for all of us, that in this time we can get triggered by the unconscious content that is around us. And rather than participating in that conflict and that enemy making and that vilification and all of that blaming, rather than getting caught up in that, our job is to stay conscious, to stay in the state of the illuminated mind, and in that illuminated mind to receive and to hold and to heal all of those things that are part of our collective legacy of suffering and conflict and warfare and exploitation. We're at a time when we as evolutionary activists need to do that healing work within. We need to attend to the unconscious content that is within us, to become aware of and conscious of our own prejudices, of our own tendencies to vilify others, and to divide and to see ourselves as separate. Our healing work is within, and when we do that healing work within, we are helping heal the whole, because there is no separateness. And when we heal that part of ourselves, we are helping this ship make its transition through this turbulent time. So I offer that to you this week as a metaphor to hold. When you're reading about what's happening in the newspapers, and you're seeing all of this unconscious energy rising to the surface, and all of this fear, to see it, to witness it, to take the stance of the witnessing mind, and not to jump ship, not to jump overboard, but to hold it in the light of illumination. That is our job at this moment. And so I leave that with you. I hope that it will be useful for you. It has been for me. I'm grateful for that dream and for what it has shown me. And it was one that seemed significant enough that I wanted to share it with you. And so I leave that with you to integrate for yourself in the coming weeks. And until next week, peace.